And I'll tell you what, before you actually get started, I just wanted to make certain that I made this announcement that we will be doing a follow-up call. Mr. Hill has accepted with his busy schedule to come back online and actually show everyone using Zoom or something like a Zoom how to actually go about withdrawing your HUs. And he'll talk about that a little bit tonight. But tonight will just be a conference call. This call is being recorded. And then here at the beginning of the year, maybe on the 3rd or so of January, we will come back on the line and we'll actually do a webinar, and we'll make that actual webinar available immediately following that call as well. So just want to make that known. Singer, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, hello to each and every one of you guys. I know it's been a pretty good while since we've said hello and had any type of call or what have you. And I want to really get right into it, mainly for the purpose of the gentleman that we've got online, Mr. Harvey Hill. Many of you guys early on, you know, heard a lot about Mr. Hill, probably heard his story, or maybe even heard him on a few conference calls or what have you. But he was someone that had, really accomplished some major things inside of Hyperverse, hit the top position, made a, you know, ton of money and things of that nature. And so he has been one of the core people who stayed engaged, kept plugging away, always a part of the conference calls, dealing with the founders and so on and so forth. And so he has been our main point of contact. Whenever we were able to receive an update, it was, you know, typically from this particular gentleman. And so we definitely appreciate him, you know, keeping us informed. As many of you guys know, Harvey Hills, you know, has success, you know, in and outside of this particular company. And so I know each of us are here with different backgrounds and reasons for being here. And so, but I'm more than certain most of you guys are like myself and others that are mainly just trying to figure out, you know, how do we, you know, access some of the funds that are, you know, that's this, you know, been tied up for a while here. And so Harvey Hill is still, you know, actively engaged in that process. We are not. And so rather than us trying to regurgitate, you know, any kind of information and update that Harvey Hill has provided, we asked him, could he come online and you know, speak with you guys directly. And at the follow-up of this call, we'll also talk about how, you know, each and every one of you guys that are, you know, still moving forward inside the platform and moving forward with the announcements and advancements that the company is, seems to be making, we're going to share with you how to get directly in contact with Mr. Hill's team so that you can continue to move forward with them and be in the know with their conference call schedule and their trainings and all the different things that they're doing to you know, help people navigate this process. So with that, I would like to welcome on the line, just out of respect for his time. I know he's out traveling now, making things happen with this company or what have you. So I don't want to, you know, hold him from you very much longer. So I'll turn the call over to Harvey Hill. Mr. Hill, again, you know, requires an introduction or what have you, but I guess to keep it informal as possible, I know we're going to have a, you know, open conversation. And then at the end of this call, we're going to hopefully be able to get some Q&A done as well. But with the information that Harvey's already provided us, I think it'll be insightful just in, with the information that he does have, because he can only give you information that he has as well. I think it would, you know, give you guys some good insight as to where things are and where they seem appear to be going. So with that being said, Harvey, I'm not sure if you need anything else from me, but if not, I will turn the call over to you.
Don't forget to send my check.
Send it again.
I was just kidding. First, I want to wish everybody happy holidays, right? And then I want to thank Malcolm and the singer. I know Ron is probably out there somewhere too, but especially those two guys for inviting me on and just giving me an opportunity to speak with their team and share the information that I know. While I deliver this information, it may not be the information that you would like to hear at this moment, right? I'm only the messenger. Please don't shoot me, right? And I am not a spokesperson for the company, and I am not pro-company. I am pro-field. That means pro-you, right, because I'm one of you. I started just like you did, right, with some dreams, some goals, some aspirations, took my last $1,000, put it in the platform, went to work, and it paid off for me and the 24 people that started with me. Having said that, right, I'm going to share what I know, right, and then we can open up the lines for some questions. Let me say this, too. If you teamed up with the Popes, right, I have come to know them, right, kind of almost like brothers. And so I want to let you know that you, one, you were on the right team. Two, you were on a team, right, even though they busy because they involved them a lot of stuff, that do care about people. And so they did. They kind of reached out to me and say, hey, man, do you know what's going on with this thing? And I have. We always stayed engaged, even when the withdrawal stops. We've been running our meetings every Monday night at 7:30. We hadn't stopped our meetings yet, right, even when you couldn't do a withdrawal and nothing was coming out of this platform. So we kept doing our meetings, and we kept training, right, and we kept staying informed. So I did. I stayed informed for the whole time, right, through the process, even to where we are now. And we still doing those meetings every Monday night at 7:30. We're going to start back on the 9th. Right, some of you probably will get the link, and that invitation is open to anybody that was on the Pope's team, right? Because I want to let you know those guys do care about people, right? And one of the things I know, because I, especially Malcolm Pope, these guys don't put their name on anything. So I want you to understand that when they looked at the company was well vetted, right? We checked out the information, and so did I. And the things that happened, I don't think none of us could have foresaw. Right, which was, and this was started the issues, and I'll get into it. One was a multiple accounts, right? They had countries, not teams, but even whole countries, like the country of Africa, that was taught to create 30-plus accounts per individual, all the way up to 500 additional accounts per individual. So they did what's called stacking, and they stacked multiple accounts on them, which bled the company of some revenue, right, and cause some liquidity issues, right? And then I don't think people would foresaw the abuse with a function that we had in the platform called Merge, right? That Merge function was kind of put there to help people kind of move between family members or team members that might have needed some assistance. I'm going to be even want to say that, you know, I used the Merge function tremendously, just helping people, you know, that couldn't see they had bad devices and everything. And I had a lot of accounts that was merged. And even when, because they tried to slow the liquidity issue down, and even when they tried to slow it down, I was still withdrawing from other people. So, and that was an issue too. And then the last thing that I don't think nobody foresaw is the crypto bow winter that we in. Because when this platform was created, Bitcoin was almost $50,000 of Bitcoin. And now it's down to 16 or 17, right? And that caused a major liquidity issue also, because 100% of the company's invested assets was in crypto, okay? And so I'm going to kind of bring you up to speed and tell you what they've done about some of that stuff. So those were some of the major issues, right, that caused the liquidity issues. One of the things I liked about the company is about our withdrawals for our team stopped in April. My last withdrawal came out April the 16th. I put one in for April the 26th. It never came out of the platform. All right? And so about the July time frame, right, July, end of July, beginning of August, right, they said, hey, we have a recovery plan. We're going to institute the recovery plan, and these going to be some of the features of the recovery plan. That recovery plan included creating a new token called Hyperbond. It also included creating a new platform called Hypernation, right, and with some other things that was going to be included in that platform. And then they start indicating that, right, because we were pushing on them that, hey, in some form or fashion, we want to make sure that the people who put money in the platform, right, that had never done a withdrawal was able to get at least their seed capital back. So you got here in this rally cry of 1X, when can I get my 1X, when can I get my 1X, when can I get my 1X, right? And I want you to understand, right, when people, and I question a lot of people about this, right, a lot of people didn't understand how the platform worked, right, and so some of the people that were screaming for the 1X in my opinion, I could be wrong, right, that it wasn't time for them to even get anything yet. Let me tell you what I mean by that, right? If you understand, because I questioned a lot of people, and this is what I found out. One, a lot of people never saw a presentation, and I'm sure that wasn't this team because they did their own presentation, and I'm sure they saw a good one, right, because I saw the presentation that they created, right? So in the presentation, it said 100% of the time, make sure you do your own due diligence before you put any money in this platform. And then after you did your due diligence, right, don't invest any more money than you can afford to lose, right? And then and only then should you just put some money in the platform. The second thing was, it was a disclaimer at the beginning of every presentation. That disclaimer said that this platform had risk that was caused, could be caused by you, it could be caused by the company, and it could be caused by the market. And I found out a lot of people never even seen the presentation. Now, that's on our side. I know they did a good job doing presentations, so you might have heard some of that, right? And then if you chose to do the business, right, and become a referral partner, that side even had risk, and there was an income disclaimer and disclosure that a lot of people never heard. This is what they heard. Hey, my boy Harvey Hill making a whole bunch of money, man. We need to go over here and get some before it run out. And that's what a lot of people heard. And so they were taught how to do three things: how to log in, how to rebuy, and how to withdraw. And a lot of people never got to the withdrawal part because they focused on the first part because they were trying to build and grow their accounts. So in that process, right, when everything started, a lot of people never got a chance to withdraw or get 1X, or they end up with no X. And then the problem started. Okay? So when they created the recovery plan and started talking about the 1X, right, and I want to lead in with this and what I mean by a lot of people at one time, because if you had a good understanding of the platform, you knew, and I talk to people every day, I ask them, when did you come into the platform? And they may say, well, I got here, it's December 2022. I got here December 2021. So they've been here a year. I say, well, what was your understanding of how the platform worked? They say, well, they say if I put, and this is what I hear, if I put $1,000 in, at some point in time I have $30,000, and then I can get my money, right? And I ask them a question. I say, well, do you remember what period of time that was over? And they say, no, I don't remember that, or they are something about maybe 12 months, right? I say, well, that's not true. I said the platform, when we started, even during the first phase, it paid 0.5% a day, and on that 0.5% a day, it actually took 600 days, 19.7 months, approximately 20 months, before you got 3 times your money, because it was 3X when we started. And I say, so if you've been in, right, you say you got in December, right, and it's December now, you've been in 365 days, that means you got about another 235 days before you even get to, right, the 3 times that was in the presentation that everybody saw. And then once you get to that 3 times, okay, which was 600 days, 19.7 months, it's all sitting there at that moment in pending rewards, meaning you can't even withdraw it yet. How do you withdraw it? You got to stop the rebuy at that 600-day cycle, right, or 19.7-month cycle, and let it all pile up and pay out, which is going to take at least another 365 days before you can withdraw it all. So I'm not saying along the way as it was building you couldn't withdraw. I'm just saying what most people came in for, they saw 3X. They were going to get 3 times their money, and that was going to take that 19.7 months, 600 days. And after that, they got to let it pay out, right, to even get the 3X. And so a lot of people, they heard what was happening with the company. They got alarmed because somebody alarmed them. And just like, you know, what happens when someone's on fire, everybody start hollering, right, that it's a fire, right, and they start trying to put the fire, right? Well, so I've been able to kind of get with people, try to calm them down, right, let them know that the company didn't go anywhere, first of all. I want you to understand, over the last 12 months, over 80 companies left, right, that I know of. And even I know I put my money in And some of you might have known some of these companies. I put some money in a company called Tron Case, about 30 grand. Gone. When I went there one Saturday morning, had 404-505 error code. I put some money in a company called Fidelity, $7,700. Gone. 404-505 error code. I put some money in another company, Cuno Mine, $10,000. Gone. 404-505 error code. This company didn't go anywhere. They said, we got an issue. We're going to address the issue. We're going to come up with a recovery plan. We're going to execute against the recovery plan. And I want you to understand, they did not meet their timeline. But they have been executing against that recovery plan, and we're going to try and attempt to give people their 1X back. And I'll bring you up to speed and tell you what they've done with that. So and so they did that. Part of that recovery plan was to create the new model called Hypernation, which started in November. And for a lot of people, right, they never got their 1X back or never got a withdrawal, right? That's another thing I found out. A lot of people never looked at the information of the company, right, because we had an academy in there that taught people about crypto, blockchain, and everything. And we always said, if you got the education on crypto and blockchain and, you know, yield farming and all the things that they had back there, that you could take that education, right, and you could always make some money. And, right, you can stay engaged and informed about what was happening in this platform and see the direction that the company was trying to attempt to go, right? And then you wouldn't have been kind of bitter because you were informed about what we were doing. Because some people believed in the project of crypto, right, and crypto education and what the company was attempting to do. And that's how I kind of stayed engaged and informed. Not because people say, I always try to say, well, you stayed informed and engaged because you made some money. Well, when I got here, though, I was broke, right? And I want you to understand, and I gave back or paid back, not gave back, paid back people in the tune of over $500,000 to and gave, put money back into people's pockets when all the withdrawal issues and all that stuff started to make sure people could still keep the cars and the houses and keep the lights on and all that stuff, right? To the point that I almost gave all the money I made back, right? So I want you to understand. Right. And I know these Pope guys, they kind of, you know, they kind of similar. Right. They kind of they got in this because they want to help people make dreams, goals and aspirations come true. And so that's why I'm here tonight. Right. To say, to kind of set the record straight, to say they didn't, they weren't leading you astray or attempting to lead you astray. It was vetted, but it was some unforeseen things that they couldn't see. We couldn't see. And I don't even think the company itself. Right. And it affected us. So where do we go and where are we now? Right? The recovery plan is up. The recovery plan is working. Hypernation is here. It's been performing extremely well. It started in September. And everybody that started with us again, right, because I had 24 people that started with me when we did Hyperburst, Hyperfun, right, all 24 of those people were earning between $315,000 a day, right? Now, right, we started the new platform, and everybody who started with me again on this platform, we've all gotten our seed capital back, and we're going into the fourth month. All right, the platform is working extremely well. I am, me, myself, right, I'm withdrawing every 2 days. And so another mistake I think we made, right, we taught people a rebuy strategy in the last platform, and right now I have nobody that's rebuy. Everybody is all withdrawing because I'm teaching people, one, if you didn't get your seed capital back out of Hyperverse, how to get it out of Hypernation, right? Even though they had to put some new USDT in, all right? So it did require new USDT. I want you to understand that everything in your Hyperverse account can come out. We don't recommend that it all come out, but it all can come out. When it come out, it's converted to a token called Hyperbond. That token is really being used internally inside the platform, right, and it's two platforms now because it's a new platform that's connected to your Hyperverse account called HyperCosmos. That platform was the platform that was designed to help people get their 1X back. When they launched it, we looked at it, we did not like it. All right, so what we did as our team, and my team represented 20,188 numbers, right, we told all our people to stand still, don't do anything. And I want you to understand, even though we told them to stand still and don't do anything, if I look into my back office right now, 292 people have said, I'm doing something anyway, right? And there's really nothing they could do over there, but they took Hyperbond or HyperHU out of the Hyperverse account, converted it to Hyperbond, and moved it over there. And when they moved it over there, they couldn't do anything with it. The platform was a recruiting model, right? That's why we didn't like it, because we did not see a clear path for the passive people, which a lot of people came in that was 100% totally passive to get their 1X back. For the recruiter, it could be a recruiter's dream, because it paid 50% of whatever person brought in with new USDT. But for the passive number, we didn't see that. Two, to us, being honest, it looked like a gifting program. And then three, it looked like a bad word that I won't even mention that we tried to stay away from all the while we've been here. And I've been here now in next month on the 8th, it'll be 26 months. And we tried to stay away from that word. I don't even want to say it. All right? So it looked like that. So we told our team to stand still. What we were going to do is we were going to send some information up through the community managers, make some different suggestions on what we think they should do, right, and how they should do it, right? But we as a team are not going to engage in that, and we haven't, right? So, and I think in January you're going to see some changes made to that platform, because, matter of fact, I'm on a node call right now because they said I stay engaged. I am. I'm still engaged right now. So we have a node call going with 21 nodes right now. I'm on the computer and on the phone at the same time, all right? So that was that platform. HyperCosmos was a platform that was designed to help you get your 1X back, but we don't think it's going to help you get your 1X back. As it sits right now, that's not the platform to help you get your 1X back, all right? So, but you can move HU over there, but it does not serve any purpose. Now, the other part you can move is you can move your HUs over into HyperNation. That's the platform, which was the new platform that had improvements over HyperNation, over Hyperverse, right? That's the new platform, right? And it was improved, right, greatly in our opinion. What were some of the improvements on that? One, right, remember what I said, we had multiple accounts. So what they did is they brought in NFTs, and there's multiple NFTs but one email address, right? So, and they tracking that. So that was designed to prevent the multiple accounts. And then they brought in, because remember I talked about how people kind of didn't engage. They didn't engage in the platform, right? And so they didn't know what was going on. They heard somebody just say, hey, Harvey Hill making a bunch of money, Malcolm Pope making a bunch of money, come on over here, right, get some before it's got. So now they created what they call contribution points. So you can stay engaged because you got to contribute to the platform. You got to read something. You got to know, because this is what we found. Everybody on our team that's engaged and come to our Monday night trainers and stuff, none of them mad or bitter about what happened. I'm including the people who put, I had people to put up with $400,000 in this platform, and they put more money in right now. Okay? Then what they did is they changed the compensation plan, because it was an infinity level compensation plan, right? Meaning no matter how many people came into your group, how deep, right, you got paid on it. Well, they changed it, right, into a 20-level compensation plan. Another problem that I know, because I talked to these poke boys, what they big on and what they didn't like was that the company didn't communicate at all, period. Right? I mean, they barely said anything, right, when things were good or when things were bad. Now it's about 9 social media communication channels, including Discord, Reddit, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, right? They got a whole bunch of social media platforms that they communicate with us on. Also, what they did is they created what's called field leadership, right? Keith Williams been promoted to global sales leader over the whole company, right? Then they had regional sales leaders like Bitcoin Beauty over the United States, Pinnacle over India, Clayton Ford over the UK, Jackie over the Caribbean and Canada, right, and then they got somebody over Africa, somebody over Italy, right, so they brought field leadership in, right, to disseminate information down to what they call deputy regional managers, right, that kind of help them get information out, and then they have community speakers, right, and we have an actual community speaker on our team, Dr. Yvonne Durant, right, and she speaks with them on a weekly basis, and she, that's why we're on this node call right now, because they see disseminating information that's coming out in January that's going to help, that's going to be aggressive and help in that process of getting that 1X. That's what we're doing right now. All right? And so that's what they did. They brought field leadership in place. And then, you know, they went back to the, you know, if you know, we changed from 1.0 to 2.0, which was an attempt to slow the liquidity issue down, where we went from 0.5% a day, 0.5% a day to 0.3%. Then we went from a $50 rebuy to a $125 rebuy. And then we went, the time frame changed from 600 days to 1,333 days, right? So that changed. We went back to the $50 rebuy, and instead of 0.5, a 0.5 that went to 0.3, it went up to 0.7, right? And I know, and I'll address it, how can they pay 0.7 when they didn't pay 0.5? I'll address that in a minute, right? Because it's up to 0.7. Right, and you have to engage to get that up to 0.7. That's one of the things that people weren't doing, engaging in the platform, right? And then, like I said, they went back to the 3X. All right, that's what made the company grow. That's what made us do what we did. That's what created the income to it. So that was a change also, right? So then some other changes were, right, we had vouchers back in the day, right, that we used that they didn't pay on, and other tokens that they didn't pay on, right? Now we get paid 100% on our hyper bond, and we get paid 100% on our vouchers. So then they tied, I'm going to give you an example, they tied rank advancement, right? And it used to be for every one person you sponsored, you can get paid one level deep. They changed that to and tied that to rank advancement, because what a lot of people did was bought positions, right? So all I'm saying is they not stupid, right? What they did is they said, hey, this platform that we built, it has some issues. We need to try to fix some of these issues, because the platform did what it was designed to do, but when the liquidity issue started, they had to slow that model down, right, through GNX, through KYC, right, and then they slowed it down through 1.0 to 2.0, and it still helped. And they just stopped the withdrawals, tried to identify the problems, create a new model, right, and fix those issues in the new model, and then launch the new model, right? Well, I'm happy to say the new model is working fine. We're all making money again. We're all getting promoted, right? But we still have a lot of people that's still stuck in the old model. So it's three groups of people now. The first group is the people that's still waiting 100% on their 1X to come out of Hyperverse right now. And they said, hey, I'm going to stand here until I get that. Then we had a second group that said, I want to stand until I get that also, but I see the new model, right? I can see the improvements. I can see that it's working, and I'm going to hedge my bet, and I'm going to get a small and or large membership in the new platform, and I can use 20% of whatever I have in my Hyperverse account toward that new membership, right? It has to be paired with new USDT. All right, and either you can get it out of your own account, and what I've been doing is I've just been giving it to people. My account is still growing at a astronomical rate on a daily basis, so it allowed me, everybody that in my group that want or need the 20%, I just give it to them, all right? And you get paid 100% on that hyper bond, and that means you can take your hyper bond, save it, right, move it out, because I'm going to tell you in a minute, because you can move that out to MetaMask, which is a global exchange, right, and sit there and wait for the liquidity on that coin to change also. So a lot of did that. So that's an option also. So everything in that account, like I said, is removable, right? It's just, what is it worth, right, when you move it out? So I've moved 2 million Hyperbond over into MetaMask. And that 2 million in Hyperbond right now, it fluctuates between $390 to about $1,500 on a daily basis. And so the reason why I moved it is to play the what if game, the long game. What if it go up to a dollar? That's $2 million. What if it go up to 50 cents? That's $1 million. What if it go up to a quarter? That's $500,000. What if it go up to 12 and a half cents? That's $250,000. But if it's in hyper, I can't, because it takes 24 to 48 hours to withdraw it out, then I can't take advantage of it when it go up. So we've all started moving our hyper bonds out to our MetaMask account and letting it sit right now. So, and you got that same option, right? You can move everything in your account, which we don't recommend. We recommend that you at least leave your 1X in your account. What is 1X? 1X is the seed capital that you started your account with, minus any withdrawals that you were able to withdraw. And if that's none, then it's the whole amount that you put in. So once you have that in your account, then everything else you're welcome to remove, except for some of your pending rewards, because you want to always make sure that you still maintain a membership and stay in an active status. And so that just requires maybe doing one rebuy, right, for 125, because it's still on 4X over there. It turns into 500, and that takes X amount of days to pay out, all right? And that'll keep your account active. But everything else you can move out. I want you to understand that everything, a lot of stuff that was still in those accounts was still withdrawable even to this day. So if you participated in other things that we had, like the earn programs where you earn Bitcoin, I did. I withdrew that out. I just withdrew my Dogecoin out about 25 days ago, right, because I participated in the Doge earns. If you participated in the Ethereum earns, you can withdraw that out, right? You can withdraw out the Hyperbond. You can withdraw out your certified. You can withdraw out your deposit. You can withdraw out your financial. You can withdraw everything that's in that account. Now, what we teach is, if you want to just do partial withdrawal, the only way to do that is to withdraw partially through your rewards by moving a portion of them to offset. Otherwise, you have to take everything, all the rewards, all the pending, all the certified, you have to move it all out. All right? Or you don't have to move it out, but you have to convert it all. You can't convert a portion of it. The only thing that you can convert a portion of is your rewards. So that's why I just convert a portion of my rewards, and then I move it over to Hyper Nation, and then I help people find their accounts with it. All the rest, I moved out the MetaMask, and I sit it in MetaMask to wait for the liquidity of that particular token to go up. So you can do that, and we have a lot of us that's done that. We're waiting on the liquidity of that token to go up, and in the new platform, they indicated that they may burn some of the coin, which means they're going to get rid of it. And when they have a tendency to get rid of or burn a coin, the value of it usually go up, right? That's no guarantee, but that's what we anticipate, and that's why we moved it out. So that platform is working extremely well, right? And that's the platform that we are working on now, and that's part of the recovery plan. In January, and we just got this information, that's why we're having this meeting tonight, right? They're going to launch the GameFi, which they introduced about 2 weeks ago, right? That was part of the recovery plan. The Hyper Wallet, right, which is part of the recovery plan. The Hyper Wallet token, and that's what we're actually meeting on now, is the Hyper Wallet token, right, and some new aggressive packages that you're going to see that's going to be very aggressive that we feel that's going to help people get their 1X back, right? In some form or fashion, we don't know how they're going to do it because we're still waiting on confirmation for some of this information, right? But they're not sitting back. Let me just say this. They're not sitting back saying, hey, we're not trying to give you your 1X back. They are attempting to give the 1X back in some form or fashion. I don't know how it's going to look, right? Like I said, I'm just a messenger. But I wouldn't be here if I didn't think they were trying to give the 1X back, I promise you, right? Because I don't believe in just making money off of people in that form or fashion, right? And so that's why I'm still here, because I do get a chance to participate in some of the meetings behind the closed doors and everything. And that's all the talk is. How do we get this money back in these people's hands, right? And it hadn't been easy, right, because they got the money. I want you to understand they got it, and they really want to hold on to it. So they saying, how can we be beneficial for us as well as the people, right? Because the company not going to do anything, I believe, to put themselves in another liquidity issue like they were, because they could have shut down, packed up like all the other 80-plus companies did and were gone. But they not. They didn't do that. They still here. So I want you to understand, we still here too. We fighting behind the scenes, right? We have been able to get them to change the structure. When they came out, even the ratio of hyper bond for different levels of membership wasn't the same. Now everybody got a 1-to-1 ratio, meaning you can convert your HUs on a 1-to-1 ratio with hyper bond, right? And that used to be needed. Certain boxes had 4-to-1, right, ratios where they got, it was a quarter of what we got in another box. So all that's been changed. And we believe that the hypercosmos is going to change and help people get their 1X. So that's kind of like a brief update, right? I know it kind of seems like all over the place. It's a lot of information, right? And I tell people, really, I really don't get distracted with all the moving parts of hyperverse, hypercosmos, or hypernation. I teach people how to do basic things. The basic thing is, how do I get in? How do I build and grow my account and our team, and how I get my money out? And in this new platform, I have not one person that's doing rebuys. Everybody on my team right now doing withdrawals, and that includes the people who put new money in that they can get a dime out. So I have them on a schedule where they get their seed capital back in about 3.5 months that they just put in the platform again, and then they still continue withdrawing until they get the money out that they had and locked in the hyperverse, right? And they happy with that platform, right? Because we think we early. We think the platform has some longevity. I'm sending the meetings where the company themselves, they happy with the new investment portfolio, and that's something I didn't mention because we had a chance to see what a new investment portfolio is, kind of what sectors it is in, and it's not 100% in crypto. Matter of fact, it's very little crypto in some of it, right? And it's in a lot more different industries and areas now, right? It's not just in crypto anymore, right? And we think because this model was built in a bad market, that if it sustains in this market, which it looks like it is, they're very happy with what they invested dollars and what return they're getting on their investment portfolio right now, that when the market shifts, and it will shift, crypto every 4 years make lower lows and higher highs. Right, and we're in that cycle right now, right? Don't know when we're coming out, but I believe we will come out, and when we come out, the company going to be just that much stronger, right? The key is, are you willing to take advantage of the opportunity while it's doing what it's doing right now? We're in the early stages. We're only 4 months in, right? And so a lot of us don't get a chance to participate, even in the last model. I came in a year after the model was up. When this one came in, I've been here right from the start. And like I said, we've all gotten our seed capital back, right? And I've been showing people how to get that seed capital back in a fast period of time, right? And I look forward to working with the Popes or the team members that's still on their team that's interested in how they do that also. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be quiet because I know a lot of you probably got a lot of questions out there, right? If I can't answer them because I don't know everything, I'm going to tell you what I do know. I got my notepad here, though. I'm going to write your questions down. Mr. Pope, I know they were good about, you know, having question and answers and all kind of tools on their website and everything, right? And so I'm sure he'll post some kind of forum where if you had a question and I write that question down, that he'll post that and get that answer to you in a timely fashion, right? So I'm about customer service, right? I'm about the field, getting the information and the answers that they need to make an intelligent decision, right? And I look forward to working with the people that want to work and the ones that still want to wait. I want you to understand I'm still out here working for you too, right? You don't have to be in hypernation for you to benefit from hypernation, right? So I'm going to do my part to make sure if I have anything to do with it that you get your 1X back. So Mr. Pope, if you're out there, if you want to open up the line, if you want to, I don't know how you want to do it, right, but let some people ask some questions, right? I'll be happy to answer them if I can.
Excellent. Well, Harvey, I think that was very informative. I learned a ton. I'm glad I was on the call myself. I learned a ton from that call there, man, so I definitely appreciate you being thorough and really sharing the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. And so we definitely appreciate the transparency. So I'm certain there are a lot of people with questions. I've got a ton myself, but I'll try to hold mine back as well until some of the other folks get some of their questions answered. So Malcolm, if you're online, I'm not sure the best way to do this. I don't know if we've got a chat or if somebody can raise their hand and we can unmute one person at a time.
Singar, that's going to be virtually impossible, unfortunately, because everybody's on the conference call line. Now, we can't give it a shot. Well, first, let me say, Mr. Hill, I definitely appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, my brother, to jump on the line. It was very informative as well. I definitely appreciate that. And this is a we actually did record this, so we'll send this out to everyone. So if you have anyone that's on your team that wasn't able to make it for whatever reason, let's get this out, you know, to everybody as quickly as possible. And then we'll be letting you know next week sometime when we can do a follow-up. As Mr. Hill mentioned, he can actually show you guys how to access your HU. So, Singer, what we can do, everybody currently is in lecture mode. So, if you do not have a question, we ask that you leave your phone muted. And we're going to give this our best shot at this. If this doesn't work, we'll just have to, you know, end the call prematurely. If it's just too noisy. We have over 200-some people on this call right now, so... So let's do this. So everybody leave your phone on mute if you do not have a question. Now, if you do have a question, we ask that you unmute your line, but just make certain that you don't have any background noise, okay? And then if you can state your name and your question, we'll try to do this in some kind of decent order. So let's just give this a shot. I'm going to unmute now. If you do not have a question, go ahead and keep your line muted. Only for those of you that have a question, unmute your line. But if you have any background noise, then we will not be able to take your question this evening, unfortunately. So let's give it a shot.
Alma Phillips, I have a question.
Okay.
My question is, how do I get an authenticator? I have a new phone, and my phone was lost. It's been over a year. I'm locked out of my account. How do I get back into my account?
Hi, for fun account coming.
If you're not asking a question, please mute your line.
If you can, if you can replace everybody back on mute while Harvey Hill answers that person's question, that may help me get that question answered. Okay. Hey, listen, guys, you know, it, as important as you guys got to know that this call is to everyone online, you know, Harvey's taking his time to be here. If you could just do just your little small portion and mute your line, please. I mean, that's ridiculous. Everybody's got money invested. Everybody want to know where their money at. And you can't mute your line long enough for people to find out. That's just ridiculous. I mean, mute your line. That's just press mute on your phone.
Singer, what I can do as well, I can actually see where it's coming from, and if it happens again, I'll just drop them off the line.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. We have had multiple Google Authenticator issues, and I've been able to get those issues fixed with the community managers. All right. And now, being honest, I'm being 100% honest. It's getting a little harder because what they did is they now right when Hyperverse came up with the Hypercosmos, they have separated Hypernation and Hypercosmos. So Hyperverse has a team, and Hypernation has a team. So when they were just one team, I would get all Google Authenticator reset. So what I like to do, if possible, if you can have whoever that was, I would need your username and the email address that's attached to your account, right? And I'll try to run that up to our community manager to see if I can get your Google Authenticator reset so you can go back in. And that means they're just going to disconnect it, right, and you can get back into your account. Right, but I am being honest. It's getting a little harder to do that because now they separated. And so they making us, well, we can, for hypernation, we can go through the community managers for what issues we have. For hyperburst, it's back to going through that kind of customer chat. But what I'm going to do is I still will run for this Pope team. I still will try to run them up through the community manager and see if I can pull his leg, grease his palm, or whatever I can do right to get your Google out there, because we do have, and I suspect there's probably a lot of people on this line that are having that same issue too. So if you got that issue, you don't have to say, get on the line and say, that's my question, I got the same issue. If you can just get to the Popes in some form or fashion, whatever medium they use, right, to get your username and the email address that's attached to your account, right? I might need your telephone number and name too, so I can maybe communicate with you, right? If you get that information to them, I will try to run that up through the community manager to get that reset.
Yes, Malcolm, can they reply back to the text that they received for this call with that information?
No, they will not be able to. But let me give everyone a number. For those individuals that are having the issue that the young lady is having, please make a note of this number, and you can text your name, your phone number, and what else was it, Mr. Hill?
Name, I need the username for that Hyperburst account, and I need the email that's attached to that account.
Okay. So your
then,
name,
like I said,
username,
so you can get
password.
In contact with them. Yeah. Now, I don't need the password to their account, right, because they can get in. Customer service can get in, right? I just need the username and their email address that's attached to their account.
Got it. Okay. All right, perfect. Okay. So let me just repeat that. So send your name, your phone number, your email that's attached to that account, and your username. Do not send your password. And you can send that to area code 470-907-3529. I'll repeat it again. 479-907-3529. And for those of you that maybe you're driving and you don't have you didn't get a chance to write that down, we'll also include that phone number with the recording that we'll be sending out.
And Malcolm, give that number again. You said 479 or 470?
470-907-3529.
All right, perfect.
Yep. All right. We're gonna tip to unmute. If you have background noise, I would suggest you either put your phone on mute or you will be disconnected.
Bruce Campbell.
Hey, Malcolm, I have a quick call. This is Ken Gibson.
Okay, go ahead, Ken. I think there was a Bruce Campbell right before you, Ken. I apologize. Campbell.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we had a real quick question. We just want to find out. Some of my downline people are asking, should they still be doing rebuys at this time?
In reference to the rebuy, okay, we asked everybody to... your rebuys. The reason why you want to stop your rebuys is if you don't have the amount of rewards in your account that you need to get your 1X, then there's no way for you to get it. So what do I mean by that? Let's say you put 10,000 HU into the platform, all right, and you did stop your rebuy, but now it says your rewards or your account balance where you do your rebuys at, right, is $3,999. Then you still need $6,001, right, more USDT, not USD, HU to pile up in your rewards or your account balance, right, so you can get your 1X. So the reason why we told people to stop the rebuys is so that you can have the amount that you need there to withdraw for your 1X. If you have that already, or you already got your 1X out, it's okay for you to rebuy. Matter of fact, if you rebuy, you can continue to build your account, continue to convert that to Hyperbond, continue to extract that hyperbond to MetaMask, right, while you're waiting on the liquidity. And I want you to understand, it does have some liquidity. It's just low. I just said my $2 million range between $390 and $1,500 a day, right? It fluctuates. That's the value of $2 million hyperbond. So you can cash that out right now. All depends on how much you got, right? So if you build your account over and above what you need for your 1X, it's okay to rebuy, right? But we ask people to stop, right, so they can let it build up. Another thing, if you had a withdrawal in, because I know a lot of people, they had withdrawals, we ask everyone to cancel the withdrawal. The reason why you want to cancel the withdrawals, and I'm going to give you a good example, just a live example. Let's say you put $100,000 in the platform, and you said, okay, I'm going to withdraw $95,000 out. At that time, way back then, because that's what your MOF, let's say, was worth, right? Well, if that the value of MOF right now, because I know the numbers by heart, because my last withdrawal was for $98,000. That withdrawal right now, the value of that $96 million MOF is $9,000. So if that withdrawal went off, it looked like you still did a $95,000 or $98,000 withdrawal, and now the company will only owe you $2,000 to $5,000, because the value dropped, but it still, when it was placed, it was worth that much. So that's why we told people, cancel the withdrawals. So if you cancel the withdrawal, right, now you go back to the current value, and if that you can now withdraw, if they let us withdraw through MOF and it's $9,000, then the company still owe you, and you put in $100,000, they still owe you $91,000. But if that particular withdrawal out went off that you let sit there, right, it looked like it was a $98,000, $95,000 withdrawal, and now they don't owe you but $2,000 to $5,000, you're going to be mad. So we all had, we created, they let us, for our team, we created our own withdrawal cancellation form, right? We turned it into the community managers, and all those withdrawals were canceled. So if you got some withdrawals that's still sitting there pending, and you kind of wait, I'm telling you, if it's MOF is not going to come out, right, and you don't want it to come out, right, because the value of MOF is tremendously low now. So you want to cancel it, right, through whatever channel, right, you need to cancel it. And we might have to create a form for your team, right, and then once you cancel it, they'll put that back in your financial, and then when whatever you happens with the 1X and everything, you'll be able to convert that and then hopefully withdraw it out, right, whether using Hyperbond or whatever they come up with. So all withdrawals that's pending, you want to cancel them too.
We definitely need you to create a form to assist a lot of people with that, for sure.
Okay. I know that.
And I have a question as well. This is Malcolm Harvey. Question for you. Now, this is for those individuals that never really plugged into any training, this has to be like German to them, right? So do you guys offer any type of training to how to move these things around? What's Hyperbond versus Hyperboost? And if so, can you provide that to me and then I can forward it to the team? Or do you have a website that people can plug into to get the updated conference call schedule? Or how does that work?
Well, let me say this. One, right, we do right now, if you go to YouTube, I'm sure – you'll see all kind of videos on how to convert hyper units, HU, right, to Hyperbond, because people trying to move it to this new hypercosmos, right? So you'll see it. Two, we have our own videos that we created, right, also that's in our back office. And three, right, you already twisted my arm and told me I got to come back. So I'll be happy to do a Zoom and walk through it and slow down, because I know I talk fast sometimes, right, and slow down where people can take notes on how that conversion process look, right, and then we can show them how to convert, because it's going to be a couple of phases, how to convert and then how to withdraw it over to MetaMask, right? So that's where they want to withdraw it to if they've taken it outside the platform, and if they still engaging, they want to send somewhere over to Hypernation. And so That's the same process. It's just different withdrawal addresses. One's going to be the MetaMask withdrawal. One's going to be a Hypernation deposit address.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll be happy to come back. But, yeah, they are training, and we are still doing training, like I said, every Monday night, right? What we do on Monday night from 7:30 to 8, we have a Hyperverse, Hypercosmos update. And then from 8:10 to about 9:30, we have Hypernation training. So, and in the new Hypernation back office, too, that in that academy, all this stuff is in there, how to convert from HU to Hyperbond, how to set up MetaMask. Everything is in the academy. A lot of people never look at the academy, but it's all in the academy. Everything you need to do, right, to convert is in the academy back office, too.
Got it. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. All right. I appreciate that. All right, Ken, I'm going to unmute your line. I know you had a question. No, that was Ken's question. I'm sorry. All right. So we're going to unmute everybody. If you don't have a question, please mute your line. I think
no, Malcolm, that was another gentleman right before Ken.
Yeah, it was Campbell. Yeah, it was Campbell had a question. Campbell, go ahead with your question.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me?
I can, yep.
Okay, great. I came in with $10,000. I was given a little bit of the money, but I didn't keep track of what I was actually withdrawing. I stopped my rebuys.
Oh, you got a small SUV, right? When did you place it in service? When did you get it?
Hey, the SUV conversation. We're going to need you to call on me.
I started the account back in October of 2025.
How much was it?
$10,000. Okay. Now, actually, I was taking a little bit of money out. Things were working really well. I was real happy about the team, and I'm really happy about working with Malcolm Pope. He's a gentleman. He's a scholar. I think that he's really knows what he's doing online. I've been online for many, many years myself, and I've worked in the IPO industry and the NASDAQ industry, the stock market, many years. So anyway, what I'd like to ask you is,
Mr. Campbell,
I was withdrawing.
Did I delete the mouse? I don't remember.
Please get to your question.
I was withdrawing $700 out of my WHO account.
Was it?
And
okay.
I can't.
Yeah, let me see some. I might delete it. Hold on.
I apologize, Campbell. 1 second. Mike, was there any way to counsel that person off the call? Just having the SUV conversation.
Yeah, it's so many people is showing is talking at the same time. So, Campbell, just go ahead real quick with your question so we can mute out all this extra background noise.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your question?
My question was, I actually was making a withdrawal on the WHO account, and then I was informed to put a cancellation on it. I did do that. I tried to get that done, but it did not go through. So I lost the $700. I don't know where it went. Didn't get credit back on it. I got $10,000 in the account when I first started the account. I am really happy with what it's given me on HQ. It is now at $16,000.
Get to the question.
And that's in the HQ where I'm supposed to be able to withdraw.
All right, Mr. Campbell, I think I'm going to try to help get your question answered. Mr. Hill, he had a question about the WHO, and I've had other people with the same question. They have money in the WHO, and the money has disappeared. Do you know what they can do, or is there anything they can do?
And this is just my opinion, and I could be wrong about this. All right, WHO is gone. Right after FTX went down, WHO disappeared. Now, they were already on limited functions, right? And when I say limited functions, what happened, they had liquidity issues just like a lot of exchanges, right? And they created these, I forgot what they called the token. It was called a debt token. So they created the debt tokens, right? And they had a same thing. They had a liquidity plan, right, or a recovery plan to pay back. Right, and then after FTX kind of collapsed, WHO went with it, I think. right? I hadn't seen when you go there, if you click on who, you don't see who coming up. All right, so in my opinion, I could be wrong, who is gone. And I don't think it's going to be any way to recover from who. I know we had people that had upwards of $200,000 on who, and they crying. Right, so like I said, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but in my opinion, who is gone? I think his other question was, because I was trying to listen to him, was in terms of withdrawals. I can't remember what he said. Right. But who is he here? It's gone.
And Mr.
He has some money in the hoop. Right. Who is gone?
Gotcha. And Bruce, we apologize, man. It's not that you didn't have a great question. It's just we couldn't hear you because of so many rude people on the line. So let's do this. Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Hill. Now, I know you keep referencing 1X, but so has the company conceded the fact that the 3X is not even an option anymore? Because I know you all night long you've been talking about 1X when everybody got started when it was 3X. And so.
Well, and then, okay. So when we talk about 1X, right, and the reason why the 1X came up is because a lot of people did get more than they 1X out of the platform. Some people didn't get anything out of the platform, or just like he was saying, he said he got partial. He was doing withdrawals, right, but he don't think he got it all. And I think his question was going to go, how do he tell how much he got out, right? The way you go out to tell how much he actually got out, if you go back and go back into your financial, remember we had to convert the HQ to MOF slash, and they changed it, MOF slash HVT. And if you look at the MOF part, that's the part that they're calculating, right? Not on the withdrawal side, but on the conversion side where you exchanged it, right? And you can go back and look at your exchanges, and it'll tell you what portion was MOF and what portion was HVT. If you add up all the conversions from on the HU side that you converted to MOF, it'll tell you how much that you were able to withdraw out of the platform. And you subtract that from your original seed capital, and it'll tell you how much you got left. How much do they owe you right now? Okay? So you can figure that out, right? If I need to demonstrate that to Malcolm, you know, hey, look, I'm here to help, right? I appreciate that guy speaking very highly of you because I know you to be that type of person too, right? And just that's why you're doing this call right now. So, but who gone, and you can figure out how much the company do owe you in terms of revenue. Now, in terms of the 1X, the company concern was, like I said, a lot of us did get our seed capital out, but some people didn't get anything. So that's where the 1X came up with. They said, hey, we want to make sure, according to our terms and conditions, that if you remember when we first started, that they said they would liquidate things to help people get their money back. And so that's why you keep hearing 1X, 1X, 1X. Hey, the company wants to make the people at least whole, right, so they get their money back. Then they have not said that this platform is going to go away. They don't know what's going to happen with the platform because, I mean, they're still in a recovery mode. If Bitcoin, and we hear this all the time, was to head upwards back to, let's say, 43,000, they said the platform would instantly turn back on, withdrawals would go back on, everybody be running around happy and everything just like we were. But the crypto market is going to have to recover for that to happen. And it hadn't started that yet. So so they don't know what they're going to do with the model. They didn't say the model is – they never have said the model is going away, we want to shut the model down or any of that, right, because they're just waiting on the market to kind of recover. Remember, most of their invested, if not all of Hyper's invested assets, was in crypto. So they took a big hit. And they had the liquidity issue with the multiple account. So
okay.
That's why you just hear about 1X, not 3X.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I definitely appreciate that. Okay. So, Singer, do you have any questions before we try to do this one more time or no?
No, I said let's try to open it up and see if somebody gets their individual questions answered.
Okay. All right, cool. One second. All right, just If you have any background noise, we ask that you mute your line. If you don't have a question, we ask that you mute your line, and let's get us a shot.
I have a Petey Brown. Canceling your HVT and your MOS.
Did you hear me?
Well, I'm sorry. Ask you this one more time.
Okay, my question is this. If you never bought a box or did anything else, what happens next?
Do you understand the question, Mr. Hill?
Yes, I got it. So, if you never bought a box, right, like a yellow box or anything of that nature, right, I think you're in even a better position. All right. One, right, what you do is we'll help you purchase a green box. The green box is 120 USDT. It's not the box, it's what's inside the box, which is that NFT. That NFT is then transferred over to Hypernation from hypernft.world, right? And then you have to bind that box or that NFT to a upline sponsor, right? Once you bind that box, then you can purchase a membership subscription in Hypernation. Those subscriptions are purchased in multiples of 400, 1,200, and 4,800. So it can be as little as 400 to as much as you want. It's still no cap. Also, that 20% of Hyperbond, right, that can be brought over from your Hyperverse account. And what I recommend, being honest, is you leave yours there. This is just a consolation. I'm still earning a tremendous amount that I convert on a daily basis. You leave yours there, do what you want with it, take it over to MetaMask and sit there and wait for the – and use up mine. I'm making enough that I can give – it don't matter the size of the membership, but I can give you the 20%, right? So I can give you the 20%, right, in terms of what you need in terms of pairing it with the new USDT, right? So – but that's it. That's the process. You buy a green box, and then you're able to buy a new subscription in multiples of 400, 1,200, or 4,800. I can give you 20% of the membership purchase amount, right? And you can get that from me. They pay you 100% on both.
So
here, will it be okay if we recommend to everybody that's listening that if they've got a question that they've got based on this call that they don't get answered tonight and or when they listen to the recording, would it be okay if we put together a platform where people could pose their questions and we can get them over to you? And for the ones that are going to be answered simply, you know, by you answering directly, we can send those back out in a follow-up. And then a lot of the things that you're describing, I would imagine, at least for me, I need to see some of this actually physically, you know, how you physically do it. Would it be okay if we put together, have everybody put together a list of things that you're describing that they would like to see you do in a screen share type of environment that we can record as well so that people can, you know, get a little working knowledge of or an understanding of some of what you're describing?
Yes, sir. I've been doing these crash courses, being honest, every day, right? And it is a lot. Right, but it's new to most people, and once you do it, you got it. And I know how sharp y'all are, so I'm sure once I show you, you're going to be able to teach it and even teach it better than me. So, and I know y'all put together better tunes than I got. So, right. So I love to do that because when y'all get through with the tune that y'all put together, I'm going to be using yours. Yes, I can do that. So, really, we can do that at any time. Like I said, I love to work with your team, right? And I love working with you guys, right? Like I said, y'all are some of the most thorough guys I ever met. Y'all are some of the hardest working guys I ever met. And one of the things I've learned from you is all about leadership from both of you and them. So, right. And I'm glad, though, that you gave me the opportunity, like I said, to speak to your team, right? And even just answer some questions for your team. So.
No,
we definitely appreciate that, and we definitely appreciate you taking the time to be in here as well. So with that, Malcolm, you want to try to see if we can get, I think it was one or two other people that were trying to ask a question in that last go-round.
Yeah.
And then, Robert, we're going to let you off here. I know you got another call going as well.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can squeeze one or two in real fast, and then we'll go ahead and close up. But for everybody, we will create a platform for you to pose your questions so we make sure everybody gets their questions answered. And then we can be kind of better prepared when we get onto the call to demonstrate some of the different things that that Harvey's explaining here. And Harvey, and what we'll do is if some of the stuff that comes up when you guys send the information over that you want to see, if Harvey's already got pre-recorded videos or the company's provided pre-recorded videos, then maybe we can, you know, point us to those as well, Harvey, so we can get them out to people prematurely. And we can try to, you know, expedite some of this processing for people. And so, Malcolm, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. You know, one thing what we could have done, to be honest with you, I'm just thinking about it now. We could have had everybody text your question to that number I gave you, and then I could just read the question. And
how much more time you got? I'm
on your schedule, sir.
Well, I tell you what, let's do a couple of minutes of that.
Yeah, let's just try that real quick. And what gave me that idea is people that know my number, they're sending me text messages and asking questions. So one of the questions, and let me just explain this. So
get that number out, Malcolm, so other people can start texting their questions.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, all right, cool. But while I'm getting this number together, I just got to pull it up again. But a 1X does not mean that you're going to make double your money, okay? That is 2X. So 1X means you're going to get what your original investment is or was. So if you put in $10,000 and you get a 1X, that means you get your full $10,000 back. 2X means you're getting that plus $10,000, and at 3X means you're getting the original $10,000 and you're making an additional $20,000. So I just wanted to clarify that. Because I had two different people ask me about the 1X. Does that mean they get their money plus double? And no, it doesn't. So, all right, here's the number. It's area code 470-907-3529. Again, 470-907-35, excuse me, 29. And if you could put your name with your question, then we can get your question answered. And Mr. Harvey, we'll probably take maybe 10 more minutes of your time, if that's okay.
I'm here to serve you, Mr. Pope, and your team.
Well, you're much too kind, my brother. You're much too kind. All right. So here's the first question. Okay, this is from Chanda. What website to go to convert HU to the Hyperbond? Where do you go? And then where do you go from there? So the question is, what website do you go to convert the HU to Hyperbond? Now, will this be something that you're gonna share next week?
It is, but I can just briefly tell you right quick. The website you're actually going into your Hyperverse account. So you'll go into your Hyperverse account, go under assets. Under your assets, right, you can look and see how much rewards or deposit or anything you got. Then if you look at your home screen, there's a conversion tab. Now, before you get to that home screen, on that financial screen, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do what's called an inner transfer. And I think that's the green button. You do an inner transfer into offset, right? And that's what I recommend if you want to do a little bit of it. If you want to do all of it, all you do is go to that inner transfer screen and transfer all of it, and then you go to the conversion screen, check all the green boxes, and then it'll convert everything that you have in your account. And then what we're going to move it to is we'll move it to MetaMask if you're going out. Right, I recommend if you're going to still participate, you move a little over to Hypernation, and then that's where you'll move it to. And you might even save a little bit for HyperCosmos because they might get that model working to do whatever they're trying to do.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay, so Okay, so what's the phone number and PIN to access the recording? We're going to actually text message this recording out to everybody, and then you can forward it to anyone that you wish, and you can actually replay it as well. So, great question. All right. Okay, so Mr. Hill, the young lady who is having the authentication problems, she sent that, so I'll forward that to you. All right, let's see what else we got here. All right, regarding canceling pending withdrawals, should I cancel the HVT? Oh, that's a great question. So you mentioned only canceling the MOF pendings, but should they also cancel the HVT pending withdrawals?
I find actually in one form, if said you can, where you cancel both. So it's a spot for HVT. And it's a spot for, and I'm going to share that. I send that to you, Malcolm, so you can see what we created, right? So it's a form for HB, and it's a digital form. So when we click it, it go right to the community manager, right? So it cancels the HVT withdrawal, and it cancels the MOF withdrawal. It's on the same form.
Got it. So then, okay. So you can't do this yourself by going to your back office. It's something we have to do manually. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Like I said, they had us to create our own form that actually went directly to the community manager for counseling, right? But you can do it through customer support, right? They should be able to do the same thing. You just send in, what we had to do is on that, we had to send in the same thing. It had our username on it, our email address. It had the amount, we had to put the amount of the withdrawal, right? And then it sent right over to the community manager, and then they went into the system and actually canceled the withdrawal. When it come up as a failure, right? So it didn't say canceled, it just said failure. And then they put the canceled amount right back into your financial.
Okay, got it. All right, but it sounds like we should go through your system, because if you're talking about going to customer service on Hyperverse, good luck.
I agree with that. I'm just telling you that. I do 100% agree with that.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, let's take a couple more. Let's see, who's next? What's the pin? All right, we already spoke about that. Okay. Now, Mr. Hill, someone had a question that you had mentioned. You would basically donate, for lack of better use of words, the 20%. They want to know how will they get in contact with you to do that process. So, if you're interested in, so what is it? What is that even called? So that people can text me to that number, and if they put that keyword in, then I'll forward them directly to you or your team to help them. So would they actually are joining Hyper Cosmos? Is that where the 20% thing comes in? Hyper Nation.
They actually will be joining Hyper Nation, right? And once they join Hyper Nation, right, I have the ability to take their email address, and with that email address, send them the 20% no matter what membership level they decide they want to choose. That's from 400 to the millions, right? I'll send them the 20% in Hyperbond so they can apply it to what their membership package.
And Harvey, quick question. Can we do the same thing?
Repeat that, sir.
Can we do the same thing?
Yes.
Can we donate? Okay.
Yes, you can.
So you can set it up. Well, we can set it up where you can donate ours as well?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Excellent. So yeah, so we'll make sure that for now, just for, you know, because I know we only got 200 or so people on this call, but I would imagine once that gets out, we'll have more people. So we'll put together some kind of platform so that the people will know how to go through that process and how to get in contact with you or whoever. That if you got somebody assigned that's going to help with that kind of process, you know, because it could go from 200 to several thousand very quickly. We'll put together some kind of platform to make that happen.
We'll make it happen, Mr. Pope.
All right, Mac, what's the next question?
All right. Okay. All right. So someone had a question. I'm not sure if we're really clear what the question is, but man, I got so many questions coming in. Every time I read the question, I got another one popping in. So give me bear with me. Sorry about that. Let's see. Valerie Jones. Okay. Can this who are able to come to Atlanta do this face to face? Okay. I think the question is. Okay, I got you. She corrected. Bad grammar, Mrs. Jones, but I got it. All right. So she wants to know if basically will you be doing any live meetings in Atlanta to train on this?
Let's let her know that she in good luck, right? Atlanta is my home, right? And I'm sure the Popal facilities, but I'm the big user of hotel lobbies, right? I mean, even up here, I'm in Seattle right now. We've had up with maybe almost 30 people in the hotel lobby, right? So. I've been doing meetings. I've been up here for 2 weeks, right, building the team up here for Hypernation. So, yes, I will. If you want to do something in the Atlanta area, you just let Mr. Pope know, right. We'll get it scheduled, and I can do it. We can do either one-on-one. I know that's not a good use of my time, but because it's Mr. Pope, right, I know Mr. Pope, what I learned from him is he breeds leaders. So if I show you, I'm sure you got 10, 20, 30 more people that you got to show. So I'll be happy to do that for you.
And we always
got Zoom also. So if we need to do something on Zoom, we can schedule a Zoom, and I can walk through it. Like I said, I can slow down, maybe talk a little clearer and slow down my speech and go through that process also.
Excellent. We definitely appreciate all this, man, in a major way. Aren't you doing some traveling to Birmingham, Alabama as well, though?
We have a nice house in Birmingham. So if I need to, listen, I got one requirement when I travel. One of them is you got to feed me. I ain't no big man, but I like to eat. Right, but I do go to Birmingham quite often because we have a large team of people in Birmingham area also.
Gotcha. So what we'll do is we'll post your travel schedule on whatever this platform that we can put together. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Malcolm, what's the next question?
All right. Hold on, man. It's coming in so fast. All right. So let's see what we got here. My initial investment was in June for $400, and I never did a rebuy withdrawal. Will I be able to get that back? So the question is, they put in $400 in June. I'm assuming of 22, and they've never done a rebuy or a withdrawal. Will I be able to get that back?
According to what the company is indicating, that anybody who did not get a withdrawal or all of their seed capital back, that they're in the process of creating some type of system or way for people to get their 1X back. Now, the first attempt at that, right, was this Hypercosmos. And like I said, the platform as it sits right now at this moment is no way that we see for the passive individual to get their seed capital back. The Hypercosmos platform, and it's attached to your Hyperverse platform. If you go to account and then click the cog wheel on the right-hand side, you go down to where it says switching versions, click professional edition, and change that to star edition, and it'll take you right in the Hypercosmos. So your Hypercosmos site is plugged into your Hyperverse site. It moves all your team over. You don't have to move any of them over. It automatically moves the whole team over because it's supposed to, that platform was supposed to take the place of Hyperverse, right, to help people get their 1X. As it sits now, that platform is not going to work because it's a 100% recruiting platform. What do I mean by that? you can convert all your assets and take it to HyperCosmos, and it don't do anything. What it does do, and I'm just using an example, because this is what I tested. I moved 10,000 HyperBond over there. It turned it into 30,000, saying now they owe me 30,000, which is 3x USDT. How do I get the USDT? I have to go out and invite a new person that's never been in Hyper into HyperCosmos, and whatever they put in the platform, I get 50% of it. So if you put in 1,000, they're going to pay me 500 USDT right up front. If you put in 2,000, they'll pay me 1,000. You put in a million, they'll pay me $500,000 right up there, up until the amount that I have in terms of rewards. Now, the new person that came into the platform, what do they get? They get the opportunity to 3X. So if they put in 10,000, they can get up to 30,000 in rewards in USDT out. But how do they get it? They got to go out and get new people to bring in new USDT. So when we saw that, we say we're not doing that. We're not participating in that. They're going to have to change. So we told our team to stand still. I think a lot of people around the country told their team to stand still. And when we've been telling the people to stand still, the company has looked at it and said, you know what, we're going to do something wrong. Like they messed up the structure. All the when they had the yellow, purple, and platinum boxes, all purple boxes was attached to platinum, the same platinum box, 101, whoever that was. And all yellow boxes, right, they could not bring their team over or anything. And all yellow boxes was attached to a purple box, right? They weren't attached to each other. So we stood still, and they changed it. They fixed it. So I'm just saying, right? So right now we're standing still. That process is not going to work. I don't even think – if you out there and you said, I want to get my 1X, and I told you you got to recruit to get it, right, and you got to go get new people for whatever amount, because it's down to at least a minimum of $100, right, you got a choice. You can do it. But I don't think most of you probably want to do that. I could be wrong.
No, you're probably right.
So that's the first attempt. So we think in January we're going to see something different, right, that's going to come out to help people. Right, it's going to be a change. So we're waiting on that change right now.
Wonderful. For those of you that are asking for Mr. Hill's direct number, that's not an option. So we don't want to.
Let me answer that, Malcolm. Because Malcolm, I want y'all to understand, these Pope people, they some great leaders. He told me, he said, Mr. Hill, you set up a bad precedent, right? Because when I started, I was so broke, I worked day and night. I let people call me all times of night. He said, oh, I don't know why you did that. And I'm for real. I'm on the West Coast right now, and people started calling me as early as 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning here. And sometimes I'm just going to bed because we've been doing presentations to 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm being honest out here in Seattle. So sometimes I'm getting into bed and my phone starts ringing. So it seemed like all 20,188 people that I had in my group had my telephone number some kind of way. And so this group, I said I'll have to do, some better time management. And that's why we're doing this group session, because I did a lot of one-on-one. And so I'd rather do big groups. There's a large group. This group even larger than the group I used to put together, being under, right? Because we used to have probably 400 to 500 people on our training call, something like that. But, and this was just off the cuff. So I know if they really did it, we had more people. But, right, I prefer if we can, and I help, you know, Malcolm tell you, I'll get you the information, or they'll extract the information from me. And like I said, they create great tools, great question and answer things, right? You know, Q&As and tools, the videos and all that. They good at that, right? I'm terrible at that. I know the information. I was just terrible at creating tools, right? And he still laughs at me for the how I text people. I'm just saying that. Right? We will get you the information.
Yes, sir. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. We have a question. Do you recommend to wait until January, for those individuals that want to recruit again, do you suggest waiting until January?
You know what? I'm the one, because I'm out here in Seattle, and we got a lot of momentum. But I'm telling you, in January, you're going to see, let me see if I can say this. You're going to see a emphasis placed on green boxes, right? That's people, new people coming in. You're going to see a new compensation structure that's going to be tied to those green boxes. That's going to start out, I want to say, January the 5th. So even though, because I'm not breaking my momentum out here, so I ain't said nothing about it, right? But I would kind of, since we're going into the holiday, go ahead on, wind down, enjoy your new year, right, and everything. And come January the 5th, I'm being honest, let's get ready to run. I mean, I'm already, listen, we already ranking up, right? We already, history already repeating itself. My daily income and the people that's in our group, daily income already going up, right? And like I said, I teach, don't keep no money in the platform. I'm withdrawing every 2 days. When that get high enough, I'm going to withdraw every day. All right? I'm just telling you what I'm teaching, right? If you're going to work with us, one, we'll show you how to get in. Two, I'm going to show you how to build your account, right, and or build your team. And it's going to be more building your team to build your account, because they got all kind of things in there that will boost your rate, your amount, and all that. That's the distraction for me. I'm going to show you how to, just like Mr. Pope taught me, how to get a new person to boost your rate and boost your income and boost your amount, your value, right? And then I'm going to show you how to withdraw. And I don't care whether you got your money out of Hyperverse yet. I'm going to show you how to get it out of Hyphenation, and whatever the company do, going to be a bonus, right?
Well,
I'm showing people how to get their money out of Hyphenation right now.
So, Harvey, here, quick question for you. So if somebody is trying to move forward, they are going to have to get a new membership inside of this new Hyper platform. Is that correct?
They'll get a green box, right?
Okay.
For $120 USDT, they affiliate that green box with the team, right? And once they affiliate the green box, which is really the NFT that's inside the box, right? Once we bind, that's what they call it, bind that box to this team, then we'll show them how to acquire membership. I'll give them the 20%, and then we're going to run like we ain't never ran before.
So let me ask this. So if there's somebody out here who's got, there's somebody out here on the call, and they got five people on their team, and their
mm-hmm.
five people want to go to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do their five people sign back up under them, or do they get a box and you affiliate the box with them, or how does that work? I mean, I know that the first initial sign-up process, is it working the same, or?
It works. So what they're going to do is they'll get that box. When they get that box, when they get the what's inside the box, which is the NFT, all right, that NFT has an invitation code that's attached to it. It's called a token ID. We call it a token ID, invitation code, invite code. All they need is, and that's the last numbers after the last hash sign, right? And you'll look at the NFT. When you click it, it'll say ID token, right? That's the number that they need. Once they give that number to them, that's like their code number, all right? And they'll attach that code number because it'll place upline sponsor token ID number. Put that in there, and then it'll bind that NFT to them, and each and every person that needs to do that, they'll just get the token ID from the person that's inviting them to the platform, and they'll bind that NFT to that person.
Okay. So my last question, then Malcolm, I'm going to turn it back over to you to see if we've got any other quick questions. But you mentioned that if the people are going to be working with you, then this is what you're going to be teaching. We will tell you up front, anyone who's moving forward will be working with you, you know, because we won't be going back through the process of learning all this all over again. So so anyone that is planning to move forward, I guess we'll figure out how to get the token information that you're going to provide for them to be able to move forward and make certain that, you know, they got people on their team that want to move forward with them, they all get their people in line for that.
That's correct.
Right.
And whatever I do, right, listen, I'm under the direction of the Pope brothers, right? Whatever direction they want to see that happen in, I'm going to abide by that, right? And so I'm just, like I said, I'm just ready to go, right? So we'll make sure they bound to the team or the persons that are supposed to be bound. I believe, being honest, I believe in keeping the lines of genealogy intact if I can, right? What I've done, right? And, you know, I'm a master at tap rooting, right? I mean, I believe I'm going to get everybody eventually back, right, even if they hadn't engaged right. yet. Because what I do is I recruit their people under them, and then I call them. And I don't take their people. I just call them and say, hey, look, hey, Mr. Pope, you got 7 people down here that are ready to reengage. I'm calling you to see what you want to do. And what I found, the fear of loss is better than the fear of gain, right? You know, and if that's said properly, right? But
nah, that's close.
And they come back and come back and engage. So let me just say that.
All right.
Well, they come back and engage. Everybody coming back and engaging right now.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely. So question, how do they participate on your Monday calls? So, Hill, is it okay if you forward us your weekly calls and we can just forward out to those that want to participate? Is that the best way to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll forward you that. And our calls are going to start back up on the 9th because if you Monday going to follow back on the holiday weekend or a holiday. And so we're going to start back up on the 9th. But when we start, the only time
the ninth,
we've ever
the ninth
stopped
of January?
To call them. Yes, the 9th of January.
Oh, yeah,
that is
a holiday.
Yeah. Not the 9th. The 9th ain't a holiday.
Yeah,
January is a holiday. It's Singer's birthday. He's calling that a national holiday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's an international holiday.
I'm sorry, you're right. I forgot that was on the National Register for.
No, listen, man. Y'all ain't got no time for my foolishness, man. Y'all go ahead with the questions after.
I got you.
Apologize.
Let me call Mr. Biden and see if I can get that pushed through Congress. But,
yes, sir.
All right. So, next question. Not a question, more of a statement. Young lady sent me her information, her name, username, phone number, email. Okay, yeah. She signed up over a year ago. She's never been able to log in over a year, and this happened during Hyperverse, and she's never made a withdrawal. So the young lady that sent me that, I'll be forwarding this to Mr. Hill's team. And so there's several of you that are in that same predicament, and I'll be forwarding all this over tonight was a call in. So. All right, let's see what else we got. My buddy Rick, did that answer your question? I know you had a question similar to the HVT. Well, let me just ask the question, make certain that we got Rick Treadwell's question answered. His question was, I can't even find it now, but it was something I think he was saying if you wanted to move forward, were you required to actually buy more USDT? It was the question.
What's the last part again? But you have to what now?
Are you required to purchase more USDT if you're going to move forward?
Yes, you are. Remember, right, the 20% is paired up with 80% of new USDT. Now let me tell you what's been working real well for me. And guess why I'm advancing through the ranks so fast. So I got, like, let's say the guy I just did today, Mr. Miller. He put 10,000 in for his wife in Hyperverse and 10,000 for himself, 2 for his wife. He never did a withdrawal, right? And so I want you to understand, a lot of people, they not just reengaging because they reengage. They sitting back, they watching me again, they watching what we're doing. They see I'm traveling again. They see we making money again. They hear about I'm withdrawing every 2 days again. I mean, I'm just saying, they just hear, right? This time, I'm not telling nobody how much money I make, but because, you know, I'm not giving out any loans this year, right? It's 2023. But but people are watching what's going on, and they see that the platform is working, right? And I'm going to be honest. I tell people, if I got to put some money in something, I'm going to put the money, because wherever you go, you got to put some new money in. I'm just being honest. You go to all these companies that's out here, you got to put new money in. You can't tell them that you're waiting on your 1X from Hyper. All right? You got to put new money in. All right? So this platform was created, and they've tried to do a good job to separate Hyper Nation from Hyperverse and said, hey, it's new investors, it's a new platform, right? And the old and the new investors don't even want nothing to do with that platform, okay? So you need new USDT, 80% new USDT plus the 20% that you can either take from your Hyperverse account if we can get it transferred, if you got enough and you already got your 1X in there, or, like I said, I can give it to you just by through your email address, and we'll get you a membership. Right, so yes, you can. Yeah, it does require new USDT.
Gotcha. Okay. Question. Great question. The question is the 20%, and I forgot what it was called back in the day. You know, the 20%
certified. The certified.
Certified funds. The question is, what happens to that?
All right. Right now, that 20% is, and that's the first thing I finally moved out, right? So the certifier had been sitting there all this time, right, minus two, right? I had over $2 million certified because that's when I moved out, right? And, I moved the certified, I converted it to Hyperbond, and I moved that to MetaMask. That's the Hyperbond that I have sitting into MetaMask waiting on the liquidity to go up. So the price go up. Remember, that's what I said. That's fluctuating between $390 and $1,500 every day, right now. And so, like I said, they plan on burning some of that Hyperbond, right? But the certified is just right now. It's just sitting there, really not doing you any good, right? What they gonna do with it? They hadn't said anything, right? So a lot of us have converted our certified, like I said, to Hyperbond and moved it out. In the new platform, there is no certified. There's no 20%. So remember, the 20% came from your Hyperdrive rewards, which came from you building a team. Okay, that's where the 20% certified came from you building or growing a team. They do owe it to us. We did earn it, right? We don't like it. We still fighting that battle, too, because that was money that was earned also that should have been paid. All right, so I want you to understand, that's one of the things we can fight. Hey, what about the certified? What about the certified? What about the certified? But right now, being honest, it's not doing anything for us except for, like I said, you can withdraw it in and out and convert it to Hyperbond and sit it in the MetaMask and wait for the liquidity of the Hyperbond to go up, and maybe you'll be able to capitalize on it.
Gotcha. Okay. Great question, by the way. Okay. So we're only going to take three more questions because this is getting quite long. And we want Mr. Hill to be able to get back to his evening. All right, so the $400 I put in the Hyperverse is So the question is, so the $400 I put in the Hyperverse is considered my 1X. So whatever you got started, whether it's $400, $1,000, $10,000, 1X is equivalent to what you invested. So if it was 400, yes, 1X will be 400. Hopefully I answered your question. Great question, though. All right, we'll take two more. If there are any more, let's see. Oh, okay. Okay, great question. All right, so if I've already gotten my seed money out, do you recommend continuing to rebuy or convert to the new platform? Great question.
Okay. I recommend both. Right? I recommend you continue to do the rebuys to build your account, right? Or you can let it pay out. Either way, I'm for building it because if you're building it, you get to build you can convert it to Hyperbond, right? That Hyperbond is withdrawable, and I just said the Hyperbond is worth something. It's just not much. Right, so you can continue to build it and grow that and continue to, and it's, and when it's out of Hyper, it's not in their control. That's why I went on to move mine to MetaMask. MetaMask is a global exchange. All right, so I have 2 million Hyperbonds sitting in that global exchange. right? And I'm speculating that the value at some point in time, I don't, and you'll hear that Hypo sometime might have some pump and dump tokens. Well, I'm hoping they pump it so I can dump it when they pump it. So it's sitting there waiting on that. So I check the value every day, right? I just go in and watch, right? And watch for it to go. You can set an alert. So if it go up to a certain level, you'll get a notification on Pancake Swap or something, right? But I check mine every day, right? And check what the value. I check it multiple times a day, if you want to be honest, right, to see if it's doing anything. But it, you can withdraw everything out of your account, convert it to Hyperbond, and put it in MetaMask. And it is transferable to USDT, which is transferable to cash. It's just not a lot of cash right now.
Gotcha. Okay. And you may have already answered this question, but Mrs. Moore's question is, if you convert your HU to Hyperbond, can you then send that directly to your MetaMask?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Let me say this.
It's not a direct send. It's a withdrawal. So what you do is withdraw it out, right, just like we withdraw everything else out, and in 24 to 48 hours, the Hyperbond go right over the MetaMask. But it do come out on time.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. I think we've wound down all the questions. Now, we have a ton of people that has sent their information over that we're going to forward to you, of course. But let's see. Are there any other questions? If not, we're going to get ready to close out this call. We will make this recording available, and we will be scheduling the follow-up webinar as well. All right, here we go. Here's the last question. Can I receive the info in response to the one who has not yet had a withdrawal? Can I receive information in response to one who has not had a withdrawal? Not certain if I'm clear on your question. If you want to clarify that just a little bit better, I can re-ask that question for the individual who just said that last question. And I think we got everybody else, which is a bunch of people with usernames. Here's one. I have HU sitting in financial inside of Hyperverse. How can I move that to offset? Now, they wouldn't want to put it in offset, would they, Mr. Hill, or does that make sense?
Okay, yes. Now, what's being put in offset for the most part is, right, because you can just go click your financial and on the conversion screen, on the home screen, and convert everything that's in your financial, right? What we put in offset is a portion of the rewards, okay, because you can put a portion of your rewards. Because remember, everything that you say you're going to convert, remember, you have to convert all of it. And the advantage of doing rewards is you can do a piece of it through offset. Everything else, if you click financial, everything in financial going. All right? If you click certify, everything in certify going. If you click pending rewards, everything in pending rewards is going. Right? It's going to convert. You're going to have to convert it all. The only way you convert a piece of it is through your rewards. Right? So let's say you got 10,000 rewards. You want to convert 1,000. You can move that 1,000 to offset through the inner transfer, right, and then click on conversion, and that 1,000 going to be sitting in offset. You check that, and you can just move that 1,000. And that's what I was doing at first because I didn't know what they were going to do. So I just moved a little bit at a time, right? I got 2 million in rewards, right? So I just moved 20,000 at a time. I let that 2 million sit there, right? And then I continue to use it because I'm like this too. I say if they crazy enough to cut this thing on one day, I'm going to withdraw that $2 million out. The other $2 million I got sitting in MetaMask, right? So I'm just preparing. I'm playing the long game because something's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm just preparing for it to happen, right? And so, but you can move a portion of your rewards to offset and withdraw. Everything else, you have to get it all, right? Convert it all, at least. So when you do the conversion, it's going to, you don't have to withdraw it all, but when you convert it, it's going to convert all of it, except for your rewards when you can move a little bit in offset. So.
Well, wonderful. All right, well, that'll close out the questions that I've gotten. We hadn't gotten one in the last couple minutes. So, Harvey Hill, I definitely appreciate it. And for the 100 and 200 and some people that joined us tonight, we definitely appreciate you guys' time. I know it's a couple days before New Year. You guys have been a great sport. We've been on the phone for 2 hours. Well, we'll be making this recording available. We'll be getting with Mr. Hill. We will create some type of platform where you can go to an online form, enter your name, email, what your question is, and then it'll go to someone that Mr. Hill designates from his team to follow up with each and every one of you. For those of you that have responded, yeah, I want the 20% donation. I feel you. We're going to forward that over to Mr. Hill as well. And so, Singer, I'll turn it over to you. If we don't talk to you guys before the new year, happy new year in advance. Sound like there's some big things coming up on January the 9th, according to Mr. Hill. We will just see how all that plays out. And, Singer, did you want to weigh in before you let everybody out the call tonight?
Yeah, no, I think I just want to just, again, thank Harvey Hill for his time and for his transparency.
Absolutely.
And his leadership. I know you said a lot of great things about us, Harvey. I definitely appreciate each and every thing that you said. But the one thing I got to say about you, my brother, you got vision. Yeah, I mean, you got vision. I know, you know, without a vision, the people will perish, brother, because we were perishing without you. So we appreciate your vision, brother. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your vision and just your stick-to-itness, man, because, you know, I know a lot of people – you know, need to see this work. We want it to work. I'm sure there's nobody who don't want it to work. You know, but the one thing I will say that you have been extremely consistent on is the fact that these guys have attempted to do the things that no one else in the same situation has attempted to do. Everybody else folded up shop, took the money as profit, and moved on to something different. And of the 40-plus companies, and I know you were part of many of those companies that were in the space that had, you know, they considered themselves to be competitors of this platform. The 43 or so companies that all went out of business, there was no notice. Every time Harvey Hill said that 404, that 505 area code, what he was saying was that's the error message you get when a website no longer exists. And you type that URL in, and that's the message that you get. And to be totally honest with you, I've been expecting to see that when someone typed in Hyperverse for many, 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 many months. And to my surprise, these guys have continued to fight and plug at it and attempt to deliver on their promises. And so it's definitely not a pretty picture. I can't say that I'm happy about how it went, how it's been going. But at the exact same time, I definitely can appreciate the fact that they have you know, do what they need to do in order to stay in the game and keep the dream alive for everybody that's involved. And so, you know, as I've been saying to you, Harvey, and to every person that's contacted me, you know, the only thing that we need to see have happen is that everybody that wants to get their 1X gets their 1X. I mean, that would just, you know, that would do the trick for us. You know, I don't know, you know, I know there's a lot of people on the line that's gotten more than 1X out of this deal already. I understand that we're not going to see, you know, the 40X and the 60Xs and all the other things that we saw out there. That's probably not going to be a realization. But, you know, if the people who have not gotten that 1X is able to get their 1X and they're able to move this new platform forward, then, you know, I think these guys have done the unthinkable and been able to do a remarkable job to find a way to still make it work. You know, with the crypto market being as crazy as it is, you know, it would be mind-boggling to see that happen. So, again, thank you for your vision. Thank you for your due diligence.
Singer,
thank you for your stick-to-itiveness. Yes, and thank you for your leadership, Harvey.
See, I
want to
add something real quick before we let Harvey go. So, the fact that Harvey was willing to add 20% to anyone who needs it or could use it. You know, we have over 6,000 people at the height of our Hyperverse run. We had over 6,000 members on our team. And Harvey knows that because we're part of Harvey's team. And for him to come onto a line, not knowing how many of those people are going to be on this call, not knowing, especially when this call gets out to the rest of the people on the team who aren't on the call, he doesn't know what that's going to end up being. It's for his total of what that 20% will look like. But that just goes to kind of show you where this gentleman's heart is. He puts his money where his mouth is. And that says a lot, Harvey. I just want to say thank you, because you don't know if that's going to end up being 10,000, 100,000, or 900,000. Who knows, right? But obviously you made a lot of money to be able to put that out there, so I want to make that known. But we appreciate you. But if anybody's curious where we are in relationship to where Mr. Heal is, and I can't really speak, but I will not speak to Singar. But in all transparency, I'm not sold yet on, you know, putting everything back in and getting going. Harvey has been there from the very beginning. I trust his judgment. He talks to the founders and the other nodes a lot more often than we do, especially over the last 6 or 7 months. So if anybody knows what's happening with the company, it's this gentleman. And one thing I know, he wouldn't lead anybody astray knowingly, wouldn't do that. So for those of you that are liking what you've heard and you want to move forward, you know, just because we aren't moving forward like Mr. Hill and other leaders have moved forward, don't make that be the reason why you don't move forward, okay? So if you see something for you and your family, seize the opportunity. If it makes sense to you, like you said, you know, you want to make an educated, informed decision. And even if that means you got to stick around and get on some of these training calls to really see how it's looking and working. Now, we want to also be on those training calls, because I'm really curious to see if the things that the company is saying they're going to do, they're actually going to do. Now, if that actually comes to full fruition, then who knows what may happen, you know, this time, you know, 4 or 5 months from now, as far as Malcolm, Singer, and Ronald go. So I just wanted to make that known. I had two people ask me, literally within moments of each other, where are you guys in reference to getting that going? And so that's our question. I mean, that's our answer to that question. Singer, did you want to add anything to that, or are we good? I think you're muted, Singer. Okay. All right. I get that he said he didn't. So, Harvey Hill, we appreciate you, my brother, you know, coming on last minute. And, you know, I know you've been busy. You've been traveling for a couple of weeks. And we don't take your time for granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy holidays to each and every one of you guys, and Happy New Year. Be on the lookout sometime in the morning for this recording playback. And then over the next couple of weeks, we'll be sending out information to each and every one of you as we get it from Mr. Hill and his team. So thank you again, Mr. Hill. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your evening, and good night.